Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles,
continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day, this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Yes, Motown Maurice is on the line, and I am always on time. Ladies and gentlemen, Motown Maurice is speaking to you, and I'm happy. It is the 30th of December, 2011, and I have a really unique show for you today. Yes, I do. If you've been listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle throughout 2011, the show has been solely based on entertainers and artists and producers and musicians and actors and actresses. But this is the last show of the year. Yes, it is. Don't worry. I will be back eventually when. I'm not sure at this point in time. But it's the last show of the year. And I said, you know what? I want to do things a little bit different. I don't want to just bring in a typical artist or entertainer. No, I want to bring in somebody that's going to usher in a fantastic 2012. Are you with me? You with me? Because 2012 is something special. I don't know about you, but there's something beautiful and magical about 2012, and I want to do it right and usher in somebody and usher in 2012 properly with somebody that's going to pray in a brand new year, that's going to pray in a successful year for not only myself, but for anybody listening to this special and unique episode. And what other person than to bring in than the prayer warrior herself, my mom. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I got my mom on the line right now, and she is the intercessory prayer warrior from another planet. You have never met a prayer warrior like this woman until today, I promise you. And if you got a prayer request, do not hesitate. Do not be bashful, because she will pray it up for you. She is the prayer behind my success. And I am going to share my mom with you today on this show. She was born in the beautiful island of Grenada, later transferred to New York, then to Tampa, Florida. And she continues to pray nonstop for the will of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. Put your hands together for my loving and caring and beautiful best mom in the whole world. That's right. Prayer warrior, Sister Joan. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Prayer warrior, Ma, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Motong. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you excited to be on the show?
Very excited. Cannot wait.
Well, you know, thank you for accepting the invitation. For many of those listening and for many that are familiar with my show, my mom is not only an intercessory prayer warrior, but she's an intercessory fan of Motown Maurice. So she's been on the lines many times listening to many of the interviews. And every now and then, one interview she came in, another interview she disguised herself. But she has always been listening. So thank you for being a big fan, Ma.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, for your Motown is any time.
Are you a fan because I'm your son, or are you a fan because you really enjoy my work?
I'm a fan because I enjoy your work. You know,
really?
I look up to your work. Excuse me. I look up to your work very well. And I find that I could learn so much from Motown's work. I love your work. it relaxed me. I come to a place of relaxation, mm-hmm. and I could able to retain most of the things after the show, and that keeps me going. I love your show, Motown.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a beautiful thing that I grew up most of my life learning from you, and now you're learning from me, right?
Oh, you better believe that. You better believe that. I'm very proud of you, Motown.
Well, thank you, Ma. I love you. I couldn't do this without you. You're not only my fan, but you're my biggest supporter, you know? You're always there when I'm in tough waters. So thank you. Thank you. And it's your prayers that keeps me strong, without a doubt. You know, we fuss and debate from time to time, you know, about things and prayers and religion. But through it all, I very much appreciate it very much.
Well, you're my counselor. Counselor, I'm telling you. I mean, you know at times when I am lost, excuse me, and want to know how to go through the day, I would call in my counselor, Motown.
Fantastic, fantastic. I want to get into the topic of prayer really quick, because there are some people that are on the line and they're calling for you. The lines are busy. Do not be mistaken, Ma. The lines are busy and they're calling for you. People don't call for me on this show. They call for the guests. They're calling for you. So when was it, at the point of time in your life, did you realize, or when was the first time someone referred to you as a prayer warrior? And how did that feel?
Well, when I relocated to Tampa, Florida in 1993, my first church there was the Tampa Bay Tabernacle. And about 3 months later on, I learned that they had an all-night prayer meeting. Now, all-night prayer meeting is like from 10 p.m. as a Friday night, and goes into 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And so I was one of them. I was very dedicated, and I was always there. And then I began to pray for people and pray, and they just loved the prayers. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they would ask for, I want my prayer warrior to pray for me. Or the one time there was the choir, it was a Sunday morning, and they called me to pray before the choir started to sing. And so that's when I find out that I was a prayer warrior. I mean, I look at myself as God has given me that gift to pray, but I didn't call it a warrior. So they gave it to me, so I receive it.
So it started in 1993, and up to this day, the people still call you for prayers.
That's right, up to this day.
Really? What kind of prayers do people normally request from you? What kind of prayers? I need to know.
Well, they pray for jobs. They pray for healing. They pray for the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for traveling. I mean, name it. All type of prayers. Prayer that their husband will come home in time. Prayer that that the husband wouldn't abuse them. Yeah. And also, I did pray. I go right now. Presently, I'm going to the Wichita Falls International Church right now. And that was in 2005, 2006, 2007. They had a prayer line, and people called from all over the world, England, all over the world. And I was part of it, too.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, so people were very blessed. They call in and give prayer reports. They were very blessed.
Wow. So your type of prayer, would you call it an intercessory prayer?
Yeah, that's intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer is interceding on someone's behalf all the time until they get a breakthrough.
Fantastic, fantastic. And now for everybody who's listening and you still might not quite understand what intercessory prayer is, let me give you an example. I'll never forget this. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. My mom used to babysit a little boy named Jamel. And she used to stay at the house for quite a while. And one day he relayed a message to his mom. He was like, "Ma, Sister Joan doesn't go to sleep. Before I go to bed, she's praying. And when I wake up, she's still praying." Remember that?
Yeah, because he used to go to the same church that I go to. Uh-huh. So he already knew my reputation.
That is so funny. That is fantastic. And if I could tell one more other story, and maybe when I'm done with the story, you can talk about the importance of it. And everybody, be patient. We're going to get your callers and your prayer requests in really soon. But growing up as a child, every morning, especially since we moved to Florida in 93, so we're talking about middle school through high school, every morning as I was getting ready to catch the bus on the bus stop, my mom would not let me leave the house without praying for me. In addition to that, she would anoint me with oil on my forehead. And she would anoint me to the point that I would get to school and kids used to think I was sweating. Like, man, why are you sweating so much? So I had to start wiping the oil off from my head because she would throw so much oil on my head. Remember that, Mom?
Yes, I do remember that.
So talk about why is it that you anoint, you know, when you pray, you use oil from time to time.
Well, the anointing breaks the yoke, and mm-hmm. then that's why you use oil. If you read the Bible, it says that anyone sick among you, call the elders of the church, anoint the sick with oil, and they shall recover. So, and not only for the sick, but it's only for, you know, protection, you know. Mm-hmm. You anoint a person with oil, and you pray for them. However you want to pray, a short prayer, the Our Father, I will pray in the name of Jesus. However you pray, that oil means a lot. It's significant. Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time, and we're going to start taking some prayer requests. I got my mom, Sister Prayer Warrior Jump on the line. I'm so excited. It's been a long time coming. And this is a special show because this is the last show of the year. And then after the show, we're going to go on a little hiatus. So, Ma, thank you for closing out the year just right. I'm going to get this started. I'm going to take these calls in the order that people have called in. So whoever's been holding on the longest is going to go first and then in that order. Mm-hmm. So, I have a previous guest that's on the line right now, patiently waiting and wants to send a prayer request, and his name is Cracker Brown. Cracker Brown, are you on the line?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing fine. Thanks for calling.
Oh, wow. Thank you for having me on the show again, Motown.
Oh, no problem.
Sister Joan, I just wanted to say thank you for bringing this wonderful young man into this world. He has been a pleasure to listen to and talk to over the past couple of months.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. He's a blessing. He definitely is a blessing. He is.
He definitely
thank God
is.
For him. Thank God
but,
for
him. The reason why I called in today was I have my little brother was in an accident a little over a year ago, and he is now quadriplegic. He has gone through the stages of depression and not wanting to live anymore, and he is now finding hope and seeing life after his accident. A couple weeks ago, he showed me that he could move his left arm just a little bit, which to me has got to be a miracle. There's no explanation for it, why he should be able to move. I would love nothing more than to see my little brother walk again. That's
Amen.
Something like that would be the biggest miracle. If you could
Amen.
Pray for my little brother Nick, I would love that.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I mean, God is able to do everything exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask of him. Because he said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So that's the way of you seeking. You want to see your brother get well again. And I believe God is able to. You know, my faith and your faith joining together, it will be done. Okay, so let's pray for your brother.
His name is Nick, Ma. Yes. Nick, right?
Nick?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen. Father God?
Thank you guys for your time.
You're very welcome. Yeah, and I will continue to after. I'm going to pray for Nick now. And also, I'm going to be praying for him for the rest of the month, for the year of next year and all that. Okay, you want me to pray right now with you?
Yes, go ahead.
I'll do it off the air. I know you guys have a show to keep to, but I really do appreciate it.
Oh, is that okay, Motan?
We have a few people on the line, but no, this is a special moment. Go ahead and say a prayer real quick. And then you'll connect with Cracker Brown afterwards. So but take a moment and pray right now.
I'll pray. Father God, we come to the name of Jesus. And I bring Cockburn before you right now, Lord. I thank you for his faith. I thank you for his courage, Father, to come forth and talk about his brother. Bless him in a very special way. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that even as the old year goes out, Lord, let everything that he went through for this old year do not go back to the new year. We pray, Lord God, that you'll bring prosperity, blessing, bring security, bring health, strength, and long life, and bring breakthrough in his life. Protect his going out, his coming in from descent food, and even forever. And Lord, we bring his brother Nick before you, Lord God. Lord, there is nothing is impossible for you, Lord. Some trusted in chariots and some trusted in horses. But we trust in you that you will make a turnaround, Lord God, in Nick's life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I pray, oh God, that you will bring breakthrough in his body, that rivers of living water will flow through him right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the gates of hell will not prevail against me. We're standing on your word, Lord. Lord, let the anointing break every yoke right now, Lord God. Lord, heal every part of his body. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray for his kidneys, I pray for his lungs, I pray for his heart. I pray, oh God, that every part of his body will be made whole, that he's able to walk again in the name of Jesus, because your resurrection power will cause the devil to be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Restore him hundredfold, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Send your angel right now and touch him, Lord. Let there be a difference, let there be a change in his situation. Even now, I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For Christ's sake, amen. Thank you for your healing. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, sister.
You're very welcome. I'll be praying for Nick. This is just a start.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Cracker Brown. We'll be in touch. Thank you for the call. And your brother in my prayers also. Thank you.
I'll be listening, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a happy new year.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Ma. That is such a blessing to just pour your heart out and pray for others. Do you ever feel, how do you feel after a prayer? Do you feel exhausted? Do you feel like
I feel motivated. I feel that I don't want to fly. I feel I want to do more. Yes. That's what it's all about. It uplifts you.
Yeah.
It gets you out from that dunghill.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it brings you up. Like you're in a valley. And then,
mm-hmm.
hello?
Yeah.
Like you're in a valley. And mm-hmm. then you feel like you cannot get up, but once you pray, you mm-hmm. you go right up. That's how
yes.
I feel.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, while you were praying, I slipped some water next to you because but you already had water. So make sure you take some time out and you clear, you know, drink a little water, clear your throat. I want to make sure that you have your throat for the rest of this interview because we got some callers that are waiting for prayer. The next
Amen.
Caller. Is a good friend of mine and has been a great blessing to me for the past couple months. I mean, in many ways. I mean, your prayers just keep bringing such wonderful people into my life. So I want to bring on my good friend, Sam. Sam, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Well, it's all yours. Talk to Sister Prayer Warrior Joan.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. It's nice to talk to you this day. Very good.
Oh, first of all, I just wanted to say that I'm so, so honored to meet you. You are such a wonderful person.
Oh, thank you.
And,
thank you so much.
I wanted to pray that whatever God has in store for me, that I walk exactly in the path that he wants me to go.
Okay. All right, then. So we're going to pray, okay?
Okay.
Father, thank you, Father, for Sam. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she's being obedient to you. Because you said in the book of Isaiah 119, if Sam will be willing and obedient, she'll eat the good of the land. And Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will open doors for her that no man could shut. That, Lord, whatever you want of her, whatever the reason why you have her in this earth this day, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that you let her walk in that way, Lord God. Whatever you have for her to do, Father, Let her able to do it, Lord. Let her able to see clearly, Lord. Stir up those gifts in her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The crooked road, make it straight. Dark road, bring light, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cover her with your precious blood, in Jesus' name. I pray for her health. I pray, Lord God, for longevity, Lord God. I pray that you'll give her favor in everything that she put her hands to. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for her finances. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, that you will use her for your kingdom. You'll use her for your honor. You'll use her for your glory in the name of Jesus. Because your resurrection power will cause the devil's yoke to be destroyed in her life, Father. Cover her with your precious blood. Put an edge of fire. Put an edge around her and a wall of fire in the name of Jesus. For the gates of hell will not prevail against her. So, Lord, you know her unspoken request. Lord, meet every need in her heart. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that prayer.
You're very much welcome, Sam. God bless you. Nice talking with you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Later, Sam. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thanks. Indeed, I believe your prayers brought Sam to me because, like I said, Ma, she has been a really great blessing to me for the past few months in Los Angeles, California. Thank you. And I would like to remind everybody that if you want prayers after the show, right here on the page, if you click on the link of the page, Sister Prayer Warrior Joan has her email address, and you can email her and you can connect from there. You can send in a prayer request from email. You can send in a phone number, and she is willing and obedient to continue the prayer relationship with you. So do not be bashful. Do not hesitate. She is available, and she's an obedient child of God. We're going to keep it going, Ma? You excited
Amen.
About it?
Amen.
We're
going to
keep it
excited.
Going?
Bring
All
it
right.
on. Bring it on.
Let's bring it on. We got somebody from area code 562. That's 562-739. You are on the line right now.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi.
My name is Cindy, and I'm a friend of Sunshine Lee's, and
hey.
She told me about your program.
Well, thanks for calling. Thank you for calling, Cindy.
You're welcome. I'm so excited because I know that God is going to do something in 2012, and I just want us to be ready in position for whatever it is that he has us to pray for.
Okay.
That, you know, the body of Christ will wake up and remember who we are.
Amen. That's right.
Okay, so that's basically what you want to pray for, right? Is there anything else you would like prayers for?
Yes, thank you. I have a neighbor, and her daughter was in an accident,
mm-hmm.
and she broke her back. She skidded on the sheet ice, and so she broke her back in two places, and she's having a really hard time, and because of it, her mom is also having a hard time, and she told me she doesn't want to live anymore. And I said, you know what? You're a prayer warrior. I need you. We need you.
Okay.
And so her name is Colette, and I just would like prayer for strength for her.
Okay.
And joy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So all
just
right.
Just wanted to pray for that particular person, right? Just her?
Yes.
All right, take it away, Ma. It's all you.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Father, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the caller today, Father. I thank you for her encouragement, Lord. I thank you for her motivation. I thank you, Lord God, that you're using her for your kingdom, for your honor, for your glory. I thank you, Lord, that you're using her to reach out to others, Lord God, that they will come to know you, a full knowledge of you. I ask you to bless in a special way, and I pray, oh God, that the 2012 new year, Lord, you will give her great inspiration, Lord, and that everything that her heart desire, you will grant it unto her in Jesus' name. And I pray for
Colette.
And I pray Colette will have strength. I pray for her healing. I pray for encouragement. I pray, Lord God, that you will let go and let you in, that you will never give up, Lord, that you will have that strong fight of faith, Father God, that you will make it, Lord, throughout this year, throughout next year, throughout her life, in the name of Jesus. And we bind any unclean spirit that tried to tell her that she has no more in the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I ask the Lord, right, that you send your angels right now to bless her. And we thank you, Father, for when the praises of the Lord goes up, the blessing come down. Bless her in a very special way. Where she's weak, Lord, make her strong. And where she's lacking, bring the sufficiency in the name of Jesus. Give her joy and peace. And set her free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For the Son set free is free indeed.
Indeed.
Speak of encouragement to her even now. And I thank you, Father. And also, Lord, the body of Christ, let there be an awakening in them throughout the year and throughout their lives. For Christ's sake, amen.
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 Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Cindy,
God
for calling
you
in.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Happy
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We got to keep it going because the prayer lines are just blowing up.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. We need you to get you a your own show on the 700 Club, Ma. That's what we need to do. So thank you, everybody, for being patient. And I believe I have my good friend and guest from yesterday, co-producer of Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, Sunshine Lee. Sunshine Lee, are you on the line? Hold on.
I am on the line. Hallelujah, Sister Joan. God bless
Amen.
You. How are you?
Fine, thank you. God bless you, too. I could feel
yeah,
the joy of the Lord in you. God bless you.
Bless me with a young man named Motown Maurice, and I'd like to thank his mother for giving birth to him.
He is a blessing. Praise the Lord. There is no
oh,
doubt
yes.
about it. He's a blessing.
He's one of the nicest guys I've never met.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm glad I have both of you on the line right now, because one thing that I did not bring up yesterday on your interview, Sunshine, is your ability to speak in tongues and also expound and describe that whole, you know, your ability. And I over the years, trust me, I've heard my mom speak in all kinds of languages in prayers. And tongues is the, you know, the most dominant one. So why don't you share a little bit about tongues, Sunshine?
What I'll share about tongues is that the only reason people that are born again of God's Spirit don't speak in tongues is because they're not taught. They don't know that it's available, so they don't do it. People are taught that it died out with the apostles, and I've yet to see a scripture that says that, because it didn't. And speaking in tongues is perfect prayer to God. It's when you don't know what to pray for, you speak in tongues. It brings rest to your soul. It helps you to be peaceful. You can be speaking in tongues and not even know who you're praying for, but you know what? What you speak is God's business. That's your business. When you speak, God gives you the words, because he knows what you need to pray for. You just open your mouth, and he just gives you the words. And the neat thing about speaking in tongues is that God does not possess you, because God did not want to have children that were possessed. God wanted to have children that loved him of their own choice. And he made speaking in tongues available as our proof in the senses realm today that we have God in Christ in us. We are a walking testimony of that. Every time we speak in tongues, it's our physical proof in the senses realm that we have God in Christ in us. It's just a wonderful thing. And everybody that confesses with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believes in their heart that God raised him from the dead, they're saved. God said so. And God said he gave us his Spirit.
Yeah.
And we can speak in tongues. We have God, good Lord, that's like the most amazing tool in the world. If everybody just took time to speak in tongues, there might not be any war. I'd love that. And I think we'll have that in heaven, but, you know.
Yeah.
So thank you for letting me share that. I didn't realize I was going to be sharing about speaking in tongues. Motel, we should have put my husband on the phone.
Oh,
yeah,
no problem. What is your response to that, Ma? Do you feel the same way about speaking in tongues?
Another thing about speaking in tongues is that the enemy doesn't know what you're talking about. You're speaking to God when you speak in tongues, you know, I mean. That's yeah. When you want to really pray for something that the enemy doesn't want to snatch your prayer away from you. I mean, if you're able to speak in tongues, you speak in tongues because it goes to the Lord, and the enemy doesn't know anything what you're saying. But when we pray like out like what I'm praying for you all now, he hears, and then he has all authority to come and snatch it. But God is able anyway because, you know, he's a defeated foe. You know, he always defeated, you know, because we overcome him 2,000 years ago. We won the battle, and he failed. But he just wanted to be a workaholic and show his ugly face that he has victory over us, but he doesn't.
Amen. He doesn't have it. Amen. Amen. So do you have a prayer request, Sunshine?
Actually, I do, but it's kind of like a reverse prayer.
Okay. What is it?
I think she might have caught that. Sister Joan, you're going to be praying for a lot of people, and I'm going to pray for you, if that's all right. Is that okay?
If that's in your heart, too.
That's in my heart to do. Because the joy that you get from living is the joy that you get from giving.
Mm-hmm.
Gift to you, for your gift to me, which was your son, is to pray for you. Is that okay if I do that?
Say that again. You might say it again.
My gift to you for your gift to me. Your gift to me was Motown Maurice.
Okay.
My gift to you in return for that is prayer to our Heavenly Father for your strength.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. Why don't y'all just
go ahead
and pray together. Go ahead and pray together. And you take a lead, Sunshine, and then my mom will follow. Go ahead.
Okay, Father, I just thank you right now for Sister Joan. I thank you for her heart.
Yes.
I thank you for her stand on your word. I thank you for her
yes.
love
yes.
and for her great commitment to pray for your people, Father.
Yes.
Thank you for just infusing her with strength and energy and helping her to stand strong
yes.
and to be peaceful and to know that you are there for her always.
Yes.
And I just thank you for her health, Father, right now. I thank you for anything that's trying to attack her, Father. I just thank you for kicking it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And
yes.
I thank you for her wonderful heart and her great commitment to your word and her stand on your word and the example that she is to her son. Father,
yes.
I just what a wonderful heart she has. And
amen.
I thank you for these things in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Lord, I pray for Sunshine, Lord, that she has a willing heart also, Father. And, Father, I thank you for the boldness that you have given to her and how she will speak it and it goes forth deep into her spirit, man, to cleanse her. And I thank you, Father God, how you're going to continue to use her for your kingdom, for your honor, for your glory. I thank you, Lord God, that every distraction will flee away from her, Lord God. For you are her shepherd, she shall not want you make her to lie down in green pasture. You prepare a table before in the presence of her enemy. So, Lord, I ask you, Lord, as she step in this, going out of this old year, that the new year, Lord, will bring great revelation, Lord. She's able to prophesy for people, Lord, and it will come true. Miracles will come when she opens her mouth. And Lord, and that will be for your honor and for your glory. So bless her in a special way. Her family, Lord, meet every need. Protect them, Lord, longevity. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And let this new year be the best for her. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. Motown, do you have a lot of calls online? If you do, I'm releasing this call because I don't want them to miss out on this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Amen.
We do have some other callers. So thank you very much, Sunshine. We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Sister Joan, God
Amen.
Bless your heart.
God
you know,
bless
if
you.
I'd known that you were in Florida, I might have stayed there longer.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
If known
thank
you
were
you. There, I might be there today. So anyway, love you. God bless you. And thank you for being my sister in Christ.
Yeah, love you too. God bless you. Thank you for your boldness.
Welcome, bless you.
In Christ. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. God bless. God bless. Ladies and gentlemen, what a remarkable show that is ushering a brand new year. I'm so excited. Make sure you visit this page, Sister Joan's personal page here on Blog Talk Radio where her email address is. That's JoanTMitchell15@yahoo.com. You can send
Amen.
In prayer requests and she will pray with you. She will pray with you. We're moving on the lines. We got a call from an 813 number, 813-545. I don't know who that is, but it's somebody from Tampa, that's for sure. You are on the line right now. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Esther. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Esther. All Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, this is great. It's a wonderful
good to
show.
Hear from you.
I really like it. Yes, I'm calling, you know, to, you know, for the new year, you know, that every problem should end this year. I should not go into the new year with me and my family. I want peace in every area of my life. And God's will to be done in my life, for my family's life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Okay, Esther, so you want me to pray with you now?
Yes, go ahead, Mark. Go,
okay,
pray.
Okay. Okay, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Bring Esther before you, Lord. Restore unto her, Lord, what the locust has eaten up, the cankerworm, the caterpillar worm, and the palmer worm, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you'll give her her heart desire, Lord God. I pray that her whole household will have victory, Lord God. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that you'll give her a permanent job. I pray, oh God, against death cancellation, Lord God. I pray, oh God, that you give her financial breakthrough, Lord God. I pray, oh God, that you'll heal her daughter, Lord God. I pray for her grandson. I pray for her husband. I pray for, Lord, that the unspoken request in her heart, Father God. Father God, you know all that she's going through, Father God. I pray that you'll make a turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we bind every work of the enemy that tried to come against her to bring blockage in the name of Jesus. Every door that the enemy opened against her blessing and her family, Lord, we ask you to shut it in Jesus' name and open doors for Esther that no man could shut. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give her peace right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord, that financial breakthrough, Lord God, Lord, is in close to her hands, but it still cannot reach her, Lord God. I pray, oh God, for a windfall right now in the name of Jesus, that you'll get money in the mail she wasn't expecting, Father God. Oh, God, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to bless her and heal her faith, Father God. Give her self-control in the name of Jesus, because your resurrection power, Lord, will cause the devil yoke to be destroyed right now in your family's life. In the name of Jesus, the gates of hell will not prevail against her. So, Father, we thank you for what you're about to do for her. Lord,
thank
let 2012 be the best for her, Father God. Meet every need there, Lord God. And we praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. For when the praises of the Lord goes up, the blessing comes down. Let it bless her even now. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Set her free. For who the Son set free is free indeed. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
Be blessed,
you.
Esther. And
thank
you for calling.
And thank you. Nice meeting you, Brother Maurice.
Motown Maurice, thank you.
Oh,
nice meeting you
Maurice.
Too.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Bless you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
No
you
problem.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. All right. All right. The callers are calling. So were you expecting all these calls, Ma?
Yeah, I was expecting Esther to call. I did remind her. I'm glad I did remind her.
Well, good. We got one more call, so be ready. This caller has been waiting for 30 minutes, and it's an area code 310. That's somebody in Los Angeles or California, if I'm not mistaken. 310, 310, you are on the line right now. Hello? 310?
Are you listening to me?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
I didn't even... Hi, this is Billy. How you doing?
I'm great. Make sure you turn off the speaker in the background.
Hey, Ray, that's you. Yes, the speaker.
So go ahead and say your name and what's your prayer request.
Hey, my name...
Go ahead.
Yes, it's me, Greg. You're getting in my way. Yes, this is Greg. How you doing? Sorry, we got two people listening in two rooms.
Sorry. Okay, you got to keep it going, sir. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I apologize. I completely apologize. I didn't even realize that I said cued in.
Uh-huh.
I just want to thank you, and I would like you to just pray for whatever touches your heart right now. I've been listening to your show, and I've been very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So just whatever touches your heart to pray for.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Greg. I'm Sunshine's husband.
Oh, okay. Excellent. That's Sunshine's husband.
Amen. Amen.
Yo, Sunshine getting the double portion of prayer, huh?
Yeah.
So Amen. Go ahead. Just bless the whole Sunshine family.
Amen. You know, as you mentioned, your wife's name, you know, the Lord just brought Isaiah 1:19. And I want to tell you right now that the Lord said, if you will be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And you will eat it coming this 2012. So, Father, bless him in a very special way, Father God, for his obedience, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, God, for his health. I pray, God, for his marriage. I pray, Lord God, that you will bring everything that his heart desires. I pray for his protection, Lord God. Restore unto him, Lord God, what the locust has eaten up, the canker worm, the caterpillar worm, and the palmer worm. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your resurrection power will cause the devil's yoke to be destroyed in his life. On Christ, the solid rock, his sand, all ground is sinking sand. You're a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. From the rising of the sun and going unto him, your name is to be praised. So I praise you for him right now, Lord God. Prepare a table before him in the presence of his enemy. Put an edge around his home, Father God, around his family, Father God. Give them longevity in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them health, strength, and long life, Father God. Lord, meet every need, Father. Give him favor, everything that he put his hand to. Let he always be at the right place at the right time, Father God. Let he not look like somebody else, Father God. Lord, my reason for saying that, Father God, because some people get hurt for the wrong person, Father God. So, Father, protect him, Lord. Let he be at the right place at the right time, Father God. All the time, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We give you praise for him, Lord God. And we pray for 2012, Lord God, that he will have the greatest victory in his life ever. In the name of Jesus. And it will go through throughout his life. Thank you, Father. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Put an edge around him and his family and a wall of fire. Bless him this day. For Christ's sake, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Well, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Amen. What an interview. What a show. You have just been... I got to get you one of your own shows here on the Blog Talk Radio, Ma. How would that sound?
That's fine. That's fine because, you know, when you told me about getting on the show, you know, what the Lord put in your heart, you know, I knew it had to be the Lord, so I was prepared. So,
you know, we have a history of making history like this. In 1998, I got involved with some audio equipment. And I made my own first album, and you also made your first prayer tape in 98, remember?
And I still have it.
Yes.
I was praying it last year. I still have it. It's an anointing. It's really an anointing.
Yeah. So how do you feel when you, I mean, that's over 10, how long is it, 98?
99, it's over, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's over 10 years old.
Yeah.
So how does it
and
feel when you listen?
The same way. And every time I play it, I feel more powerful. I feel so good. I feel like whatever barrier was in me, it's just broken. It's so good, yes.
Yeah, and you sent it out to some family, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I gave it to a young lady. And up to this day, she still calls me.
Wow.
Yes. Her name is Shonda. She lived right here in Tampa. She left all the way in Tampa, where she lives in Clearwater, and came down in 1998, got that tape. And how did I find her? She was working for this 1-800 number people, and she called my number, and I answered the phone, and that's how it happened.
Yeah. Praise be to God. Yeah, be to God.
Oh, you know how it happened? It was a recording. It was the word of God on the machine, and then when she heard it, she called. I want to answer the phone, and that's how we got connected.
Oh, was that me on the answer machine that used to put little stuff?
I think it was you. It was you, yes. You're right about that. It was you. And she called back twice.
Yes.
And at that time, I was praying when she called the first time. I ignored the call, and then the phone rang again, and that's when I answered. So it was the Lord. And up to this day, that young lady, we are friends. She calls me a mother. Yes.
So, Ma, let me ask you this, Sister Prayer Warrior Joan, Ma, I should say. Let me ask you this. How often do you pray for someone that you don't know? Obviously, you got callers that call in and you're praying for them. You pray for me. You pray for family. And you pray in general to, for the world to be a better place. But how often do you watch TV and you say, you know what, I'm going to pray for that politician. I'm going to pray for that superstar. Are you led to pray for people like that?
Yes, definitely. Well, and the soul poppers are led to pray for people. I led to pray for the President of the United States in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I really wanted, I was praying for a black president for a long time. You know, I said, Lord, I mean, it's no racism or anything like that, but we love the white president, but what about a black president? And so I've been praying about that. So when Hillary and Obama were running, I wanted her. But about 2 weeks later, the Lord put in my heart, weren't you praying for a black president? Why you want her? And that's when the turnaround came.
Mm.
And I started to fall in love with President Obama. And I said, Lord, you are right. And so I've been praying for him up to this day. I pray for the Lord will give him the victory, which the Lord did. I pray for his safety, and the Lord, I know, is protecting him. I pray that he has wisdom. I pray that he remember everything that God wanted to remember. I pray for his family. I pray for his staff. And I'm doing it up to this day. I pray that God will give him favor. I pray for his approval ratings, and it's on a daily basis. That's a blessed president, because I've never prayed for any president like that.
Mm.
I never go a day without praying for this man.
Well, yes. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God.
So he's blessed. He doesn't know that he has someone praying for him.
Yes. So I'm glad everybody who's listening knows the secret behind my success. And I'm even more glad that you were able to share, I was able to share my secret, which is Yuma, with so many. But I need some prayers right now.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You know, 2012 is coming, and I honestly have no clue what to expect. And you know I'm a planner. I like to plan. I like to know what to plan for. But right now I'm in a position, and I've been in this position before, and it's not the worst position to be in, but of course, you would like to know what your future holds. I don't know what my future holds right now. And you and I and very few people know that there is one big project pending. And I won't particularly mention the name of the project, but you know what it is, Ma. So just pray for me. Pray for that project. And just pray for 2012 and everything that's in store, please.
Amen, amen. Well, Father, I come to you with Jesus and I bring Motown before you, Lord, this obedient young man that you have formed in my womb, because he was fearfully and wonderfully made. Father God, he is an expiring person, Father. He does not give up easily, oh God. And I thank you for his determination, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, it doesn't matter whatever come before him, he will keep on moving, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the breakthrough you are about to give him right now. I thank you for that unspoken request that he has in his heart pending in the name of Jesus. I pray that you remove obstacles out of the way. I pray that you'll give him favor, Lord God. I pray you give him breakthrough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. I pray in him, you'll give him insight and vision, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, Lord God, you'll give him longevity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for his health, that you'll give him good health and strength, more good health and strength, Lord. I line up his body with your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because your word is medication and life to his flesh. Your word is not vain one, Lord, but is spirit and life, mighty true God, to the pulling of the strong of the enemy, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name, that you heal his mental faculty, his memory banks, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because more than he's the head, Lord, and not the tail. He's above and not beneath. He's more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to give him peace, to give him his heart desire, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because your word is a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path, in the name of Jesus. For the gates of hell will not prevail against him. And I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to keep, Lord God, this radio show going, Lord God. Meet every need for the show, Father God. And, Lord God, remember, Lord God, that late night show that is pending, Lord. I pray for miraculous miracles will come true by this and the 2012 year in the name of Jesus Christ. That everything that you've been waiting on, Father God, that breakthrough will come, Lord. All obstacles that have been in his way will fall in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because he's the head and not the tail. He's above and not the weak. He's a conqueror, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All those debts that he has, cancel it once and for all. In the name of Jesus, season his speech with salt that he'll never go dry of word. Let it be articulate, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the gates of hell will not prevail against him. I'm standing on your word for that young man, Lord God, that your word will not return void, but will accomplish what it will do in the name of Jesus. And I'm thanking you in advance that this unspoken request in his heart will come true, Father God, because there is a lot of people that is looking into that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, go to a process of elimination right now and bring him to the top in Jesus' name, because he's the head and not the tail. We bless you and we honor you, Lord, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Thank you for what you're about to do for him, Father God, because you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, and all this thing will be added unto him. He's seeking you in the way that the gift that you have given him, he's not giving up on those gifts, Father God. So, Lord, we put every situation in your hand. It is in your hand, Father God, and I thank you for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name, because when the praises of the Lord goes up, the blessing comes down. So bless Motown in a very special way. Give him that joy, Lord God. Let nothing bother him, Lord God. Lord, whatever will come against him, he'll get stronger in the name of Jesus. Set him free, Lord, and bring the need. For who the Son set free is free indeed. And I give you all the honor, Lord, and I give you all the glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. What a fantastic show. We have like less than 8 minutes left on this show. I do see a caller on the line, but you didn't press one. So if you want to talk, please press one. It's area code 813-254. So if you want to talk, press one. If not, you just keep on listening. Mott, I just want to also bring to your attention that Rodney, my good friend Rodney, sent in a prayer request. And he just delivered. They just delivered. He actually sent me a picture of his new baby girl. I think the child's name is Sanaya, and the baby looks healthy. I'll show you the picture after the interview. So go ahead and say a quick prayer for Rodney that the labor process continue to be successful.
Yes, Father. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for Rodney and his family in this time and bringing forth that newborn baby in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, oh God, for that baby to have good health, Lord God, that baby will grow up in the omniscience of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for the mother, Father God, that she'll be healed continuously, that there'll be no complication in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that she'll be restored in less than 2 weeks. In Jesus' name, meet every need for that family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them with your precious blood and give them that peace that passes understanding, will keep their heart and mind close to you. And I pray for blessing for them and for he and his family throughout 2012, Lord, that every need will be met in the name of Jesus. And also pray for a good babysitter for that baby, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that caller did press the number one, so Ma, be prepared for another caller that's coming in right now. Area code 813-254. What's your name?
My name is Pamela. How are you both?
We are doing great. Hey, Pam.
Hey.
What a blessing. You make my New Year bright.
Oh, those prayers are so uplifting.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Amen.
You know, I was at work and I just tuned in to the show, and I'm sorry that I'm on the tail end, but I would like request prayer for family members. A lot of my younger family members are going through marital problems. Some of them are suffering from depression, like the ones that are 20, 25, and 30, and my sister's children, and even I would just request a broad prayer for people in general just that's having marital problems and suffering from depression, because it's really an epidemic now. You know, young people don't know where to turn and don't know what to do, and we all know what the answer is.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, then. Well, so we're going to pray now.
Thank
Father
you.
God, I come to the name of Jesus, and I bring your daughter before you on the other line, Father. Lord, I thank you for her faith and her encouragement, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and I bless her and her family, Lord, in a very special way, in the name of Jesus Christ, and then give them the strength and health and protection and the peace and longevity, prosperity, blessing throughout 2012, wisdom in everything that they do, in the name of Jesus. Put her edge around her business on the wall of fire. Lord, bring customers for her from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, in the name of Jesus. Give her breakthrough in her life that she never even imagined, in Jesus' name. The right people around her, Lord God, let her be sensitive to your word, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, put an edge of thorn around her son, around her daughter, around her family, around her friends, in the name of Jesus. For the gates of hell will not prevail against her. And I thank you, Father, and I bless you, because when the praises of the Lord goes up, the blessing comes down upon her and her family, in Jesus' name. And I pray for those young people, Lord, her family, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what you put together, no man put asunder. So we bind every unclean spirit coming against these marriages in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind the work of the enemy, because we know that's you that is destroying marriages, not only her family and friends, but all over the world. We bind every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command you to loosen your stronghold in the marriage's life in Jesus' name, because what God put together, no man put asunder. Lord, bind this marriage, this the husband and the wife, with cords that cannot be broken, Lord. Let them be like Abraham and Rebecca, Lord God, that they will be together till death do they part. Lord, I pray for understanding, Lord God, in the marriage. I pray for wisdom, Lord. I pray for peace. I pray for love. Restore the love in the marriage. Restore to them what the locust has eaten up, the canker worm, the caterpillar worm, and the palmer worm, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let rivers of living water flow through the marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be together till death do their part, Lord God. Bring in the financial situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they're looking for. If that's what the problem is, Lord God, make a turn around in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Restore the marriage, Lord. Restore with love and peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us say no to the enemy and yes to the marriage. It will come to pass. They will have breakthrough in their lives, in the name of Jesus. For the gates of hell will not prevail against them. Because, Lord, your resurrection power will cause the devil's yoke to be destroyed in these marriages, Lord God. We come against the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. We say to you, let go. We surround you. We surrender you void and powerless in this marriage, in the name of Jesus. I speak against you in the name of Jesus. You will go back right to the pits of hell and not return. We close the door on you, and we open doors in these marriages that no man could shut, for long life, for determination, Lord, and for success in this marriage. Let it come forth in the name of Jesus. Set them free, Lord. Set them free, Lord. Give them the joy and the peace. Let the 2012 New Year be a blessing for marriages all around the world, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. For when the praises of the Lord goes up, the blessing come down. We bless you for what you're about to do, that breakthrough in the marriage. In amen. The name of Jesus, for Christ's sake, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. God bless. Well, this is something I could always continue to pray on. Is praying for it now and praying for it, putting it through my prayer request.
I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm glad to hear yours too.
Well, thank you so much, Pam. I'm going to give you a call later. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
God bless.
Have a happy new year.
Same to you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Praise be to God. We will be off the air in 30 seconds. So this has been a fantastic show. You have any final words? Really, really quick, Ma. And for those of you listening on a computer, we apologize. We're getting off the air momentarily. But any final words, Ma?
Well, I thank the Lord for able to pray for the people that wanted to press, and that I know that the Lord will answer the prayer. They will see some kind of a breakthrough even now or the coming year. And I also pray that if they do need any prayer requests, that anything on an unspoken request, they could always email me at JoanTMitchell15@yahoo.com.
Absolutely. That is the way to do it. JoanTMitchell15@yahoo.com. And that's the number 15. Thank you very much, Ma. This has been fantastic. I mean, I've interviewed a little bit of everybody, but this show here is special. This is history. There's going to be some remarkable changes made because of this prayer. And this is the best way to end a year and to bring in a new year, right?
Yeah, it is. And I want to say, Morton, I thank you so much for your encouragement. I mean, you don't know how much you motivate me, young man. You are such a blessing. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm pouring out my heart. You are a blessing. And when I look at you, I say, wait a minute, this young man come from me? My God, I'm blessed. I mean it to the bottom of my heart. You're a blessing, and you have helped me in a lot of ways.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, through your prayers that you bring people like Sam into my life, through your prayers that you bring Pamela Y. Robinson into my life. So thank you.
Amen.
So, yes, and Pam is like a second mom to me.
Oh, she's such a blessing. I've never stopped praying for her since I met her.
Yes, she is. But we got to go. I'm excited. I can finally really go on a break now because, you know, this is the Christmas break, and I've still been dedicated to this show and looking forward to this show, and now it is accomplished. And now I am officially ready to bring in 2012. With that being said, I do have one question to ask you, and because I know you're an intercessory prayer, you got to have the answer for this question.
Huh.
Can you handle the question? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Ma, Sister Prayer Warrior Joan, who is the future of late night television?
Motown Maurice. That's right.
Well, praise be to God, and let's pray that into existence. Amen.
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 That's the young one. Motown Maurice.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Sister Prayer Warrior Joan, my mother. And she has been praying for everybody and praying in an exciting new year. So thank you very much for everybody that called. I am getting ready to take a little hiatus from this show and soon to return and maybe on a bigger platform. So just pray for me. Continue to maintain this prayer relationship because the prayer relationship is wide open with Sister Prayer Warrior Joan. Thank you, Ma, and thank you for everybody for making this a fantastic year for Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Check me out at MotownMaurice.com. That's once again MotownMaurice.com. Love you, Ma.
Love you too. God bless. Thank you.
God bless.
For having me on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Be blessed. Later.
Okay.